What's up? This is Kinsley, and you're listening to the Curls and Courage podcast. Hello, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Curls and Courage podcast. I'm your host, as always, Kinsley Meeks. I'm a mental health advocate. I'm a coach and I'm an athlete, and I really just aim to inspire you to reach your highest physical and mental potential with every episode. As always, I hope that you're doing well, enjoying life, working hard, and just bettering your overall health and wellness. That's what it's all about. Before we jump into the topic of today's show, I just want to give you guys a little bit of an update on my current situation, just, you know, what's going on in my life. So I'm actually filming back home from Mobile right now. For those of you who don't know, I moved to Miami, just took a short trip to kind of visit my family, get a little bit of energy poured into my soul, and just make sure, again, the fam is doing okay. But it's kind of strange because every time I go back home, I just get like an odd feeling, I guess I'd say. It's because the place hasn't necessarily changed at all, but I have. And I'm sure many of you can relate if you've maybe made a big move in your life like me. What used to feel like home for me just kind of feels more small, but in a comforting way, of course. It just kind of reminds me of how important change is for growth, because change, even when it's painful, is often what kind of sharpens you. It pushes you outside of your comfort zone. It tests your resilience. It teaches you so many lessons that you didn't even know existed. Moving to a new environment, just being in Miami, I guess, in general, keeps me on my toes. It forces me to learn more about myself and teaches me what is really important when it comes to just my overall values and what I want out of life. I say all this to say because, of course, I want to give you guys an update on my life. I want to tell you where my head's at. But also, I just really encourage almost everyone to move out of your hometown at some point in your life, even if you move back just a year later. Family is important, so of course, go visit your people, have your cup poured into, but don't be afraid of change or stepping out into the unknown, because I've learned that the most growth really does take place outside of your comfort zone. You can't grow being comfortable. It's just not going to happen. So that's my little TED talk. That's my piece of advice outside of today's topic, but I want to go ahead and jump into it. Today's episode is a part two of last week's episode. I wanted to share more on some of my favorite wellness habits that make me feel super fly, super chic, and super magnetic. Last week's episode was titled Fly Girl Habits, Cognition, Mindset, and Identity Part 1. It was all about the internal habits relating to mind and self. So I discussed how to sharpen your cognition, improve your mindset, strengthen your identity. I really encourage you guys to check out that episode. It was a fun one to film, and I feel like it will just give you so, so much value. But we talked about the internal habits. So today I want to discuss the external habits. Feeling fly, you know, it's kind of a priority to me, and I have to teach you guys my way. So today is all about what health and wellness looks like to me relating to my outward expression. We're going to talk about your body and behavior. I'm breaking down three main ideas today. Firstly, again, your behavior, the way you act or carry yourself, especially toward others or in response to specific situations. This is your decisions, your actions, reactions, habits, and choices, essentially shaped by your thoughts, values, emotions, experiences, and environment. Secondly, your demeanor. So we talked about how your behavior is including what you do, but your demeanor is how you come across while you're doing it. You know, your facial expressions, your tone of voice, your body language, your just general attitude. And then lastly, your physical health. Could not forget this piece, overall condition and functioning of your body, your fitness level, your lifestyle habits, your absence of disease or injury, and more. All of these outward expressions truly do have the ability to make or to break you when it comes to just achieving your overall health and wellness. And as I mentioned earlier, just being your flyest self. Let's talk about behavior first. And listen, I know this may not sound like the most fun topic, but please just bear with me for a moment. Behavior is what we do literally every day. We just rarely stop to think about it. And there are probably certain instances in your life where you make a decision and it's just far from the right one. You know, you make this decision and then you immediately regret it after. You think, all right, hey, like, this is going to cost me. I definitely, again, will regret this one tomorrow. Believe me, I have been there. But your behavior is important because it reflects who you are. It shapes how others see you, how others respond to you, and it influences your opportunities and relationships. Not only that, but it builds your reputation. It impacts your growth, and it plays a key role in your success. So when we talk about behavior, the first thing that comes to mind for me is the phrase, actions speak louder than words. The intentional and unintentional movements that you make, these are your actions. So when we relate this back to health and wellness, I try to make sure that the actions I take reflect who I am and also where I want to be in the future. Bettering my actions just keeps me feeling the flyest. Here's the first thing I do. I speak intentionally with my words. I really try not to speak negatively about certain situations or speak out of impulse, and this builds communication and trust over time. When I speak to someone or when I speak to myself, I try to speak clearly, kindly, and deliberately. Next thing I do is show up consistently, and this is a big one for me. It is important not to be hot and cold with your efforts. Let's relate this to the gym for a second. I'm assuming that most of you who listen to this podcast go to the gym. And if you don't, you need to start going to the gym. But it's a health and wellness based podcast, right? And you know, if you're all about your health and wellness, you're doing some form of exercise. Hopefully it's strength training. But there are days, no matter how much you like fitness training, or if you don't like fitness training, there's going to be days where everything inside of you is just screaming at you not to go to the gym. Because mentally, sometimes you just feel like shit. You're drained, you're tired, you're frustrated. Maybe you had a long day at work. Maybe, you know, your mindset is not where it should be. Maybe, again, you missed out on several hours of sleep the night before, didn't get enough rest, didn't eat enough food. There could be so many excuses that you make. And I don't even want to say excuses. Sometimes life just be life in, and stuff happens that does drain us. But you know that you made a commitment to go to the gym every Wednesday after work. And guess what day it is? It's Wednesday. So it's about showing up regardless of how you feel, giving the workout your all, again, regardless of the circumstance. It doesn't matter. And this is one thing that I continuously do. I keep showing up in every area of my life. And then lastly, I practice accountability. So by this, I mean, don't blame other people when things go wrong. If you made a mistake, you need to own up to it. You have to learn from that mistake and change your behavior for the next time. To me, this leads to overall maturity and, of course, personal growth. Second thing I want to talk about while we're on the concept of behavior are the decisions that you make. Decisions are crucial to your health and wellness, your quality of life, because they create foundation for your habits, long-term behaviors, and just overall lifestyle. So one big thing that shapes my decision-making is acting out of discipline rather than impulse. This is something we kind of touched on earlier, but I'm going to give you guys a specific scenario in my life. So when it comes to discipline, the sport of bodybuilding, what I do as a bikini competitor, has done a great job in teaching me this word. I truly feel that it carries over into so many different aspects of my life. If anything, I'm too disciplined. So I remember this one time, my brother and I were at a bodybuilding competition. It was actually super fun. We were out in Reno, Nevada, watching my coach at the time, watching him compete. So, you know, our main focus was all around watching him compete. But at the time, I was on a competition prep. I believe I was like maybe 8 weeks out from a show, nothing crazy, but I was still pushing pretty hard. I was pretty conditioned. And, you know, when you're 8 weeks out from a show, it's go time. You got 2 months to look your best on stage. Your mindset needs to be locked in. So my brother and I are in Reno again for this competition. We're having a great time. We know that our trip is almost over and we have an early flight the next morning. Our flight is early in the morning. And to get from Reno back to Mobile, where I was living at the time, it takes forever because we had a lot of different layovers and we pretty much purchased like the cheapest flight so we could go. So the flight just was very shitty. Again, early in the morning, lots of layovers. We were going to be traveling literally the entire day. So I knew, all right, I need to make sure I set myself up for success on this day, because if I don't get done everything before this flight that I need to do for my show, for my competition prep, I am not going to position myself to be successful at my show. And I know, again, I'm someone who gives my all. So all this being said, I had to wake up at 3 a.m. that morning to prepare my meals, to do fasted cardio for like an hour on the elliptical, and to hop on my flight to get ready. So listen, my impulse, my desire, my body at 2:30 in the morning is telling me to sleep in. I'm talking, this is 2:30 in the morning, y'all. I gotta be on that elliptical at 3. That's when my session's starting. Of course, my impulse is telling me not to do my cardio, to get the extra rest, to sleep in. But my discipline is telling me to wake my ass up, to get it done, regardless of how I am feeling. Perfect example of decision-making out of discipline rather than impulse. If I wouldn't have done this, I would have been firstly just disappointed in myself. I would have had to eat airport food, which I know is not going to be doing my physique right. And then I wouldn't have been able to step on stage 8 weeks later and say, hey, regardless of how I placed, I did everything that I possibly could to be my best on that day. And I think having that mindset, having that true fact, I guess, knowing that true fact makes me a better athlete. So all this goes to say the decisions you make shape you. They shape your life. And then lastly, when it comes to behavior, this is a big thing for me, is your reactions, not just your actions. So how respond to situations, people, or certain events? And I'll be honest, in my past, I really struggled with this. I mean, something pissed me off, I'm mad and I'm snapping back. Something went wrong or didn't go as I had originally planned, my whole day's ruined. I'm given some type of negative reaction and I'm just not able to bounce back well. But now, no. I control my reactions. I think before I speak. I keep it chill. I adapt to any situation. I stay fly. Let me tell you guys, your reactions are just as important as your actions because they can help you or hurt you in almost any situation. And it really just comes down to practice, right? Self-awareness and just learning how to manage your reactions to be more intentional, to be more thoughtful with your responses. Rather than something bad happens to you and you go off and you scream and you go crazy and people just think, man, like that girl is wild. That is not the impression that you want to give off. It's just something you have to learn to control. So your behavior really is vital in improving your overall health and wellness. Having these behavior habits has drastically changed my life, and I think that it could drastically change yours too. All right, so second thing I want to talk about is demeanor. When we talk about improving your demeanor, this is pretty major in relation to solid external habits. Have you guys ever met someone just with a really cool sense about them and you just think like, "Woo, that girl or that guy, they're just straight fly because of the way they carry themselves." How you present yourself influences your relationships, your leadership skills, the way that you communicate, and your ability to handle conflicts, which we know life is full of conflicts. So I want to talk about just a few things in this area that are important to me when it comes to overall wellness. First thing is style. Your style is important because it's an expression of you, and in my opinion, can make or break your confidence. Style and really just fashion in general are things that I'm really passionate about. So I feel like if you have an outfit on that you feel confident in, you might be having the worst day. I mean, everything is going wrong, but that outfit, you know, is going to make you feel at least 1% better, whether you want to admit it or not. And here's the thing, your style doesn't always have to be expensive, and it's definitely not about always having something new. A few personal ways that I like to embrace my style, that I like to enhance my style to help me feel the most fly. That's what I want to get into. Firstly, wear clothes that fit well and flatter your shape. For me, sometimes this looks like baggy pants and a crop top. Sometimes it's a little t-shirt dress. Most of the time, it's pretty skin tight gym wear because I'm proud of my physique. I want to show it off. And I'm pretty much always either coming from the gym or headed to the gym. So I just encourage you guys, wear clothes that fit your shape well. You know, if you know you're a size medium, don't get those extra small shorts. Or if you know you're a size small, why are you trying to get the largest thing that you can find in the store? But you work out, show that physique off. Wear something you're comfortable in. Secondly, hygiene is a big part of your style too. I'm talking about taking care of your skin, your hair, your teeth, and your body. No matter how early I have to get up, and I do get up early, I always prioritize getting ready. I do my skincare routine. I put some gel in my hair. I slick it back. Want to look good. Want to look fly. I put on perfume that makes me smell like a cupcake. because how you present yourself is important. So I just have a lot of respect for people who put time into the way that they look. And this isn't telling you to go get up in the morning and do a full face of makeup and straighten your hair and wear the most expensive outfit you have. Again, it's not about that. It's just about, again, taking care of your skin, taking care of your hair, taking care of your body. You smell good, you feel good, your hair looks nice, your skin is glowing. That is going to make you feel more confident, which is going to just lead to better success in whatever you have going on in that day. Third thing I like to do is accessorize. So for me, accessories really do go a long way. Typically, what I like to do is just a couple pieces of gold jewelry, usually some gold hoops and like a nice gold chain necklace, and maybe sunglasses. It's super hot and sunny in Florida, so I like to be looking good when I'm walking around. But if I'm going out, sometimes I'll incorporate like a cool bag, maybe a nice belt, some cool type of hat or beanie, something that can really make all the difference, I will say, in your style. And accessories are cool too because they can be custom to you, which I'll go into as well. Accessories are pieces where maybe someone has the same shirt on as you, but they don't have the same necklace to go on that collar. It's different things, but accessories are really, really cool. They're affordable and they're something that can make or break an outfit, again, in my opinion. And then lastly, just be you. A lot of people will tell you to find fashion inspo online, and this is totally okay. Sometimes even for me, I'll look on Pinterest or I'll look on Instagram to try to find people that I really like their style or I like certain things that they wear. But I highly recommend kind of doing your own thing as well, like playing around with the clothes that you have in your closet, seeing what you like when you look in the mirror. Because again, finding inspiration is okay, but I don't think you should necessarily copy someone else or do the latest fashion trend because it's a trend, right? If you feel good and you like what you have on, you should wear it. You shouldn't care what anyone else thinks. I'll give you guys an example with this one. Most of y'all know my mom and I are pretty close. Literally, she's like my bestie. So she'll ask me for a lot of tips on like style and fashion. Again, I'm no expert, but it is something I'm passionate about. So I'll try to give her my best, you know, sense of style and what I think will look good on her. And a lot of times she'll send me a picture of an outfit and I'll be honest, I just don't like it. So I'll tell her, hey, like, I do not like this outfit. And then she'll determine that she's not going to wear it on that day. But I'm like, girl, if you like the outfit, if you feel confident in it, you need to wear it. It's based off of my opinion, and there are millions of opinion in the world, and I'm not the one who's putting that outfit on. So I always just encourage her, even if I don't like the way that it looks, I am not the one wearing it. So you have to be strong enough in your sense of style and your sense of confidence to not really care what anyone thinks about the way that you look, what anyone thinks about what you have on. As long as it's clean and, again, you like it, you should definitely go for it. All right. So next thing I want to talk about when it comes to improving your demeanor is your body language. Body language is part of how we communicate. And I feel that positive body language makes all of the difference. So here's what I do and why. The first thing, I like to smile. This is a great indication of friendliness and warmth. You really never know how much just one smile can impact a person's day. I say impact positively, really transform is the word I want to use. Now for me, sometimes I do have that RBF face on if I'm like boxing or I'm in the gym, but for the most part, I make a conscious effort to actually smile, even at strangers. And that's pretty rare in Miami, but it makes me who I am. And if they don't smile back, it's cool. I'll keep smiling because I know that I'm doing my best to improve my body language and make an effort to be warm and inviting. And that's gotten me a lot of places also just in business and in friendships and relationships. People love a good smile, okay? Second thing is eye contact. This is another major concept for me. Now, you don't have to be crazy and like stare someone directly into the eyes, stare them down. That would be pretty intense and kind of scary. That would definitely turn people away. But I will say making a conscious effort to engage in eye contact is important because it shows that you're attentive and it shows that you're confident. So say you're in the middle of a conversation, don't be constantly looking down at your phone or letting your eyes wander. This again has helped me not just in my relationships, but in business as well. You're looking at people directly in the eye. They know you mean business. They know you're serious. They know you're a woman of your word. And then third thing is your posture. It is so important to stand tall and keep your head up. This is something that I have really worked on in the past 2.5-3 years of my life, actually because of a conversation that I had with one of my clients, which I'm super grateful for this guy. So a client that I used to train when I first moved to Miami, super nice guy or whatever, very successful, just very good human being. He told me like the other day when you were walking home from work, because I walk home from work every day, he was like, I saw you walking with your head down and your arms crossed. And he was like, look, like you are a pretty woman. You're a successful girl. I don't know why you're walking like that. Like you need to get your head up and like put your arms down and like show confidence and like walk with purpose. And I was thinking like, wow, that is so true. Thank you for pointing that out to me. And since that day, again, this was a long time ago, but the conversation was important to me. Obviously, I wouldn't forget it. I make an effort to actually walk with my chin up, to keep my arms down, to walk with purpose, to show like, hey, I'm confident and I'm standing tall. You don't want to be walking with your chin down and your head tucked and just looking uninviting. You want to walk around like you're the flyest person you know. You walk around like you're a celebrity. You walk around like you got everything going on. You walk around like all of the victories you want, you've already received those victories. You have purpose and your posture shows it. All right, so third concept when it comes to your overall demeanor is your attitude. I know that most of you listening understand the importance of having a good attitude. But again, just hear me out for a moment. When you actually stop to think about it, which in this case, I'm trying to force you guys to think about it, your attitude directly affects your success, your relationships, and your mental health. Don't get me wrong, life is hard, and sometimes it can be really hard to maintain a good attitude, a good vibe per se, but here's how I do it. First thing is speaking positively. You have to use encouraging language to yourself and to others. So for example, when I make a mistake, I don't call myself a failure. I tell myself, all right, well, that wasn't the best approach. What can I learn from this mistake to improve for the next time? When it's raining outside, I don't think, oh, it's raining. This sucks. I'm going to get wet. I think, man, I am so grateful for the sunny days in Miami, and my plants outside are going to love this. And I understand this may sound funny, but truthfully, it is my reality. And this mindset shift really does make all the difference. Secondly, I just encourage you, stop complaining. Complaining really is useless, and it's something I just do not tolerate very well. For example, other day I'm at the airport and I'm waiting to get on my flight. And the airport is having all of these delays. There are really long lines. There's not a lot of employees that are helping us out, the people in the line. And everyone in this line is just complaining. Like I'm talking at least 10 people just getting mad, raising their voices, screaming, talking to the employees that are there really rudely. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, at least my ass can fly on an airplane. And we are all in the same position, because complaining about the fact that this flight is delayed literally does no good at all, except for bring negativity onto the rest of the flyers, me included, and honestly just wasting your time, your energy, your breath, and getting yourself more worked up for nothing. So practicing gratitude in a situation like this and understanding that complaining really doesn't solve anything is a big one for me. Third thing when it comes to bettering my attitude, another big one is surrounding myself with positivity. This is probably why I spend a lot of time alone. But for real though, this is not always possible, but I think it's important to be around people who lift you up, not people who constantly complain and bring you down. Who you are around, I've talked about this in past episodes, your environment, it really does influence you. So you want to be around like-minded people, people who help you grow, and again, people who lift you up. Last big concept when it comes to your demeanor is your tone of voice. This is something that, again, I have drastically had to improve on with time. When I used to get mad, I would be screaming, raising my voice, just doing the most. But now I've realized it really does no good. Your tone of voice reflects your emotion and your intention. Let me give you guys an example of what I mean. You are talking to one of your friends, and your friend asks you the question, hey, how are you? Your first response is, I'm fine. Your second response is, I'm fine. Your third response is, I'm fine, I'm fine. And your last response is, I'm fine. Your words were the same every single time, but what was different is how you said the words, how you said, I'm fine. The last one was the only sincere variation of I'm fine. The other ones were either sarcastic or irritated or sad. This goes to say, even if you're saying the right things, your tone of voice can completely change how others interpret your message and how they perceive you. So I think it's important to have a tone of voice that is calm, one that makes people feel heard, safe, and respected. Having meaning behind what you say. Speak with purpose. Speak in a manner that builds trust. All right. And then last major concept I want to get into today when we talk about improving your outward expression, being the flyest from the inside out, is your physical health. To me, your physical health serves as the foundation for nearly every aspect of your life. That's why I do what I do as a fitness coach. I know how much improving my physical health has impacted my mental health, has impacted my lifestyle, has impacted the lives of others. Your physical health and your mental health work in relationship with one another. I cannot say that enough. A healthy body regulates your hormones, your energy levels, and your sleep. These factors all impact your mood and brain function to a large extent. So here's how I take care of my physical body. Firstly, I exercise regularly. This greatly affects not just my appearance, which affects my confidence, but again, also my mental health. When I'm training on a regular basis, I have less anxiety and I have less depression. I even had someone ask me a question the other day because I'm working out a lot. You guys, I love it. It's what I love to do. So I make the time for it. But someone was asking me, would you still work out the same amount if you knew you weren't going to improve your physical results anymore? And my answer was yes, I would work out the exact same amount. I really don't spend even an excessive time in the gym now. I just can't prioritize it any more than I do. I obviously have to work as well, but I do always make time for the gym and I would be going regardless of if my body looked the way that it did or if it didn't. So here is my current routine. So I strength train 5 days a week. I do cardio 5 days a week. I monitor my daily step count and I monitor also my movement. I make sure I practice flexibility exercises, stretching techniques, things like that are going to improve my mobility and my flexibility moving forward. I train hard and I train intensely. Cardio is super fun for me now too because I do a lot of different things. Right now I'm actually injured, which I'll talk about in a later podcast episode. But typically when it comes to cardio, I box. I like to dance a little bit. I like to run. I like to jump. I like to do flips, tumbling, plyometrics, functional training. And then again, for my strength training, it's just regular lifting weights hard, intensely, and productively focused on putting on skeletal muscle mass. That's what my routine looks like now. Second thing that's important when it comes to taking care of your physical body is your nutrition. Like exercise, what you put into your body greatly affects not just your physique, but also your mind. The way I currently look at my nutrition is like a high performance strategy. When you eat well, it sharpens your mind, it stabilizes your emotions, it betters your energy, and it honestly drives you to make the most of your time, relationships, and aspirations. So this definitely changes when I am on a competition prep. When I'm prepping for a show, the objective is, okay, how can I get as lean as possible in the next 16, 12, 8 weeks? It's not super healthy, but it's only short term. But for the remainder of the year, when I'm not competing, I'm very health conscious. My current diet, I focus on whole foods. I eat about 4 to 6 meals a day. I include supplementation that keeps me feeling energized, keeps me feeling focused, keeps my digestion regulated. I don't eat anything processed. I don't eat high sugary food. I hydrate well. I don't eat out a lot at all. I really try to focus on, again, just feeding my body for what I have going on in that day. Lastly, rest and recovery is another way that I take care of my physical body and encourage you to do as well. Sleep restores your body and your mind. So my current routine, I have 2 rest days. On those rest days, I really do try to practice recovery techniques, whether it's winding down my body, winding down my mind, getting a massage, doing a little bit of stretching, doing some things that are outside of the gym that I enjoy. And then on top of that, I aim to get about 7 hours of sleep every single night. Sleep for me is a non-negotiable, and I understand you can't always prioritize these physical health things. Sometimes life is up and down. You can't always get your rest. You can't always get your training in. But the most important thing is that you focus on like progress versus perfection, which I'm actually going to talk about a little bit later too. I want you guys to understand too, like I'm not perfect. There are plenty of days where I do not sleep 7 hours a night. Actually, I'd say most days. I try to prioritize my sleep, but I'm just not a good sleeper. My mind goes crazy. I have a lot of stuff that I need and want to do. There are days where my workout is not as good as I wish it would have been. There are days where my nutrition is not perfect, but you know, I do my best. And again, I focus on progress over perfection. And that's a great, great mentality to have. A lot of people have this misconception or just negative mindset overall about physical health. Like taking care of your physical health will monopolize your life. But it really doesn't take an insane amount of time, and taking care of your body will only add value to your life. It will not make you more stressed. It will not make you feel worse by any means. So before we kind of end today's show, I want to share 5 easy, sustainable ways you can start improving your physical health today. Just 5 small things that I want you guys to try. Firstly, make a mindset shift. Avoid all or nothing thinking. What matters most is that you are making progress, and even small changes in your lifestyle can make a big difference and build momentum. Second, take a 10-minute walk a day, all right? Any time of day, after a meal, on a work break, doesn't matter. There is no reason you can't walk for 10 minutes. Thirdly, go to sleep 15 to 20 minutes earlier tonight. Don't watch that extra episode of Netflix. Don't scroll for that extra 20 minutes. Just get your butt in the bed, get some good sleep. Fourth, when you wake up in the morning, drink 1 glass of water. This is going to kickstart your day and help you with that hydration goal. And then lastly, add a vegetable to at least 1 meal you eat per day. Vegetables are going to contain vitamins and antioxidants that support a healthy body. So good immune function, less risk of chronic diseases, and so much more. It's simple. Just add at least 1 vegetable to 1 meal. There is no reason you can't do that. It's the small things, you guys. So yeah, just wanted to share a few tips that I'm passionate about, and I hope that that helps y'all. I always like to end the show with a question from a listener. And today's question is, how do you stay motivated without burning out in such a demanding sport like bodybuilding? So first off, bodybuilding is very demanding. Second, I am not always motivated, but I am disciplined, and that's how I can do what I do. But to answer your question, I have experienced burnout, and it's honestly a feeling like no other. Losing your passion, losing your purpose, losing your spark is very tough to get back, and it's a very challenging position to kind of sit in. So I think going through burnout several periods in my life has kind of taught me how to overcome that and avoid it for the next time. Sometimes when you go through something hard, it makes you think about what the next approach needs to be to better that certain circumstance, if that makes sense. So the first thing I did is find things that I enjoy outside of the gym. Even if I have to force myself to do other things sometimes, then it takes trial and error. I have to figure out things that I like and things that I do not like. Second, I take time away when I need it. This is something I didn't do at all, even with work. I was working 7 days a week, never taking rest. And being an entrepreneur, being a business owner, I do work a lot and my mind is kind of always working. But just recently, I'm trying to incorporate a habit to where on Sundays, I'm not working. I'm not training. I'm resting my body and I'm resting my mind. This doesn't always happen. Sometimes there's things I need to handle, things that come up. I have to rearrange my schedule. But I think trying to prioritize at least 1 day of rest in the week for your body and your mind can be really helpful for avoiding burnout. Even if your job is something that you love, or in this case, even if your athletics, for me, bodybuilding is something I like to do, it's still important to take time away from it. So another thing I do is vary my training. I do have to train pretty specifically when it comes to bodybuilding, but I try to go to new gyms. I like to try new exercises, sometimes maybe train with a trainer or train with a new person, try new exercise again, variations. This keeps my training interesting and fun and more enjoyable instead of knowing, okay, every Tuesday at 3 p.m., I'm going to do 4 sets of hip thrusts with progressive overload. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. And then lastly, I would say I don't place my identity on just this one thing. I do like to compete. I love it. But if I couldn't do it anymore, I would be just fine because competing is only a part of what I do. It's not who I am. Great question though. That really made me think. Okay, my love. So that is all for part two of this little Fly Girl Habits short series on living life with purpose and improving your health and wellness from the inside out. You guys now have a little bit more insight on not only my story of personal growth, but also ways that you can start growing with me. It's all about intentional behavior, positive demeanor, and good physical health, building sustainable wellness habits that leave you feeling the flyest. I hope this episode was a mindset shift that you needed and helped you in some type of way. I want to encourage you guys, if you'd like to send in a question or you'd like to connect more on Instagram, or maybe you're interested in one-on-one coaching, I am taking fitness and nutrition clients. I'd love to help you with your health, your mindset, your goals. Make sure you send me a DM to connect more. That's at @YoItsKenslow on Instagram, at @YoKenslo. Or at Curls and Courage Podcast. That's the best way to reach me. You can also send me an email at kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com. That's kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com. We'll set up a consult, we'll talk goals, or again, we'll just connect a little bit more. And then I also want to ask you guys a quick favor. Please, please, please follow the two Instagram accounts that I mentioned earlier. Check out my YouTube channel, Kinsley Meeks, and then please rate and review the show. Share this episode with a friend if you liked it. These rate and reviews are something that is so, so valuable to me. They help the show grow. They help the show reach a broader audience, and giving back really is something that I'm truly passionate about. So thank you so much for your support. Know that it goes a long way, even the smallest things. And then last thing, of course, podcast is going to be every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on WDJY 99.1 FM radio. I think I've had like 7 or 8 episodes on that radio show as of right now. So super excited to kind of keep you guys updated on that platform as well. And I will put the link in the show notes for that too. Okay, so I wish you guys the best physical and mental health, gains, blessings, prosperity always. Keep your chin up and know you're the flyest. I'll catch y'all next Thursday. Thank you so much again for listening. Bye.